I'm Ricky Bevington, live from the GPB newsroom. Atlanta's oldest TV station, WSB-TV, is getting a new owner. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on a deal reached between Cox Enterprises and Apollo Global Management.
Cox Enterprises announced the deal today. The Atlanta-based company will maintain a minority stake. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but according to a Reuters report earlier this week, Apollo is paying roughly $3 billion for 14 television stations, including WSB-TV in Atlanta. Cox began looking for a new partner last July. Apollo is a global investment company. It will also take over Cox's radio stations and newspapers in Ohio, including the Dayton Daily News. Apollo and Cox will form a new company to operate WSB-TV and the other stations. That company will be headquartered in Atlanta. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Atlanta-based rapper 21 Savage spoke for the first time today since being released from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Just 3 days ago, GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
21 Savage, whose legal name is Shea Ben Abraham Joseph, spoke with Good Morning America today about his week at the Erwin County Detention Center in South Georgia. Born in Great Britain and brought to the U.S. at age 7, he has remained here on an expired visa. The rapper told GMA he believes he was targeted for arrest. He also took issue with the immigration system.
I've been here 20 years, 19 years. This is all I know, you know. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like you should be arrested and put in a place where a murderer would be for just being in the country for too long.
His attorneys say 21 Savage is working now to secure legal residency. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Governor Brian Kemp has signed his first law as governor. Senate Bill 25 tightens a law from last year that allowed drivers to pass stopped school buses. Last year's law said you could keep going if you were driving in the opposite side of the road, divided by a concrete median, grass, or turn lane. The new measure gets rid of that last option. Georgia's Superintendent of the Year has also been named National Superintendent of the Year. Curtis Jones has led the Bibb County School District in Macon since 2015. The Army veteran took to Facebook last night following the awards ceremony in Los Angeles.
Celebrate what we have accomplished. Celebrate the student achievements. Celebrate the increases in Lexile. Celebrate all of it because we have worked hard.
He's also helped raise graduation rates to 78%. I'm Ricky Bevington.